Part 1.
In your experience, what are the main causes of stress?
My clients and audiences tell me that their big stressors are too much to do, too little time, money stressors, commuting is a big stressor. I think that the opportunities to be stressed are everywhere.
Do you think life is more stressful now than it was, say, 20 years ago?
I think that today there are many more opportunities to be stressed. There are many more distractions, especially ones that are technology-driven. And I'm a big fan of technology. We can use technology to help us reduce stress. But when you have emails coming in and text messages left and right and Twitter feeds and Facebook messages and TV and the kids and a job and maybe school, it really divides our attention and it produces a stress response that is often ongoing, continuous within us. And all of that stuff can take away the time to just relax, take a walk, not think about who's trying to communicate with us, and not needing to be on all of the time. So I think there are just more chances to be stressed today, and therefore we need to really pay more attention to reducing stress.
Can you tell us something about the effects of stress on the body and mind?
Stress impacts the body because it produces wear and tear. And when we are constantly stressed, our organs, our immune system, become the punching bags of our stress response. Stress is really important, and in fact, it can be a lifesaver. But when it kicks into action all the time, it has a corrosive effect on us. So for example, our immune systems are weakened when we are under a lot of stress, and especially for a long period of time. When our immune systems are weaker, it opens us up to be more susceptible to illnesses in the environment. Stress contributes to high blood pressure, which contributes to heart problems and stroke. Stress impacts our sleep. So when we get stressed during the day, it often makes it more difficult for us to fall asleep at night or to stay asleep or to have a quality night's sleep. And if we don't get a good night's sleep, then we are tired the next day, which makes us more stressed in many cases. So it becomes a stress, poor sleep cycle that is stressful and tiring. So these are all reasons to really pay attention to our stress levels and to take action to reduce the stress.